Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In NFL news, team owners have voted to expand the playoffs by one team in each conference for next season. During a conference call to discuss league business after the annual meetings were canceled because of the new coronavirus pandemic, the owners also awarded one of those extra games to CBS and one to NBC. Only the teams with the best record in the AFC and NFC will get a bye under the new format. The top two teams skipped wildcard weekend in the past. In other NFL news, the Bears have finalized a trade with the Jaguars for 2018 Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. The Jaguars parted with Foles just over a year after signing him to a four-year contract after an injury-riddled season last fall. Foles broke his left collarbone in the season opener, missed the next eight games, and got benched in his third game back. Foles helped Philadelphia win a Super Bowl. In MLB news, Gerrit Cole, Mike Trout, and other veteran major leaguers will receive $4,775 per day in advance pay for the first 60 days of the season during the stoppage caused by the coronavirus. That's just 2.5% of the $193,548 the Yankees pitcher and Angels outfielder were scheduled to earn each day from their $36 million salaries, tied for the major league high. In other virus-related sports news, the NHL is extending its self-quarantine recommendation for players and staff to April 15th. FIFA says it is looking to use nearly $3 billion in financial reserves to provide assistance to the soccer industry amid the economic hardship and mass cancellation of games caused by the pandemic. And two-time mixed doubles champion Jamie Murray says he believes Wimbledon will be canceled. The All England Club Board will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the fate of the 2020 tennis tournament. I'm Jesse King.